You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey folks, Dan Frio here with your real estate update for December 4th, 2025. So it's official. We're going to throw out the ADP payroll numbers. Why? Well, they came in yesterday and said the jobs market is dismal. Well, today we got the official numbers from the government. They're not as bad as they thought they were. So if you're watching this video, you're most likely a homeowner trying to watch these things, or a home buyer trying to figure out what's going on with these. Maybe you're a realtor or loan officer, comes in each day and wants to know, Dan, what in the heck's going on with those and the whys behind it? And the reason why I do this, folks, is I'm actually the host of the Rate Update, and I'm actually a licensed mortgage loan officer, licensed in all 50 states. So let's get over to today's news, because I don't know what's going to happen with these today, because we got a lot of mixed information. A little confused? Me too. So let's get over to today's news. So here's what we're saying. Here's what's happening in the bond market right now. It's down 11 ticks, and we had another gap that we're going to might have to fill, or hopefully we fill today. So here's where the market opens today. It's basically on better news than we expected on the jobs front. Yeah, the better the news, well, the higher the rates are going to go, because they're saying, okay, well, the economy doesn't need lower rates. So this might, you know, sway the Federal Reserve to cut or not cut. I'll get to that in a second. But here's what's going on in the bond market today. What you need to know about this is all you need to know is up there, that number. If that number is going down, well, mortgage rates are going to go up. The bigger the number, well, the bigger the adjustment. We'd love when this thing's going up. Look what happened over the last couple days. We had this up, up, up and away. And I keep telling you guys, lock in when you get an application, or lock in if you're a consumer out there, because this could happen immediately. Again, when this goes down, rates go up. So what's happening today? Let's get over to the news. So here's what we had yesterday. We had ADP coming in. It's way up here. And they came in with a dismal jobs report. Here's where it is up here. ADP payroll numbers, they expected 47,000. Well, 47,000 was the last reading. They expected that to go down to about 5,000 new jobs. Well, it was minus 32,000. So the markets are like, okay, this is putting a nail in the coffin of the Federal Reserve's going to cut rates. Now we go down through here, and here's the things that we want to focus in on. Remember I said we need to focus in on the initial jobless claims, but the continued claims is where is that? Because people might get let go, but can they be absorbed back into market? Let me know if you're having a tough time finding a job down there, or what your job market looks like. So let's get over to here. The initial jobless claims, last reading was 218,000. That was probably a little cloudy because they didn't have all the information. They thought it would stay basically sticky. Well, it went down. So this is saying it's a better jobs report. And then you go up through here, last reading was 1.94. Continued claims. And I'll explain this in a second. They thought it was jump up to 1.96 and actually went down. So these are the people that, you know, you lose your job. Are you being able to find a job? That's where the continued jobless claims. So it looks like they are. So let me know what your thoughts are down there. So let's get over to how the markets are doing right through here. And we got the Dow Jones, the S&P, the NASDAQ. They're all just teetering. They're kind of teetering right there, continue to go to record highs or just where they are. But we do have oil. Oil's up to $59 a barrel. We're okay with that. We have the 10-year treasury actually rising a little bit, because this is, think about, good news for jobs is bad news for the Fed, because they're going to say, well, the economy's healthy, so do we have to cut rates? Well, it's pretty much baked in right now that they're going to cut rates. So let's get over to here. Here's what the Fed watches. And I know I do this every day, but we have new people coming in each day. So the Fed was created for two things: to keep inflation in check right over here, and they monitor the PCE, remember that, and then up through here, the unemployment rate. Well, these numbers are going to start to fill in. These numbers are going to come in tomorrow on the inflation front. So let's go back to the economic calendar so we can see what's coming tomorrow, because tomorrow's the last day of the week. So look at that number right through here, PCE. We got core, down through here, we got PCE. So we're going to get a huge amount of information tomorrow on inflation. that will be a needle mover when it comes to interest rates. So let's get over back over to here. Here's what the Federal Reserve monitors. Let's go over to this thing here. This is actually the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. They kind of do us a favor. They come in each day and they're like, okay, here's the probability of what the Federal Reserve is going to do at the next meeting. Well, the Federal Reserve, with these kind of odds, and I'll show you in a second, they're not going to want to disappoint the markets. So let's go in 6 days. Yeah, in 6 days, the Fed's going to be meeting. What are they going to do? Well, there's a 90% chance they're going to cut rates. So folks, they're going to cut. Okay, so what we need to focus in on now is what's going to go on with rates? Because if you're sitting here and you're a homeowner, you're like, okay, what should I do? Okay, if you're a home buyer or maybe looking to build, let's get over to help you guys out. So if you're a homeowner right now, what do you do? How do you track these things? Because I've been coming in each day. I have that new segment. We're like, okay, do you lock or float? Well, if you're a homeowner right now, put your information into our tool up here. It's called RateWatch 2.0. Here's what it is. Put in your mortgage information and put in a rate you'd like to refinance. When it hits there, I'll call you. I'll text you. I'll email you. We'll go over the numbers. If it makes sense, we'll get the paperwork started. If not, we'll lower the rate in your rate watch. But what if you're a home buyer? What do you do? Okay, so I've been saying, you know, let's get over back to here. If you're looking to, you know, buy in the spring or looking to build, let's float over to my locker float section. Okay, so here's what I'm going to do each day. I'm going to come in. This is especially good for loan officers out there. I'm going to let you know if I'm locking or floating my clients and why. Okay, so let's get over. What do we have that's really going to shock the market right now? The government came out of shutdown. We're getting basically all the financial news we have, especially the unemployment numbers or the employment numbers. Those are cloudy. ADP comes out with these crazy numbers, then the federal government comes out with a little bit better numbers. I'm going to go with the government numbers. Okay, ADP's been all over the map. So I'm saying, okay, based on these numbers, the Fed's going to cut. The markets are just going to stabilize from here. There's not going to be any whipsaw ups or downs. So lock in. Don't you know, give yourself a heart attack every day thinking, okay, rates went up 0.01 or point down. Just relax. They're not going to move tremendously unless there's a tweet or something to really make these things move. Now, if you're a homeowner now and you put your information in there, let's say if you're a home buyer, how do you position, if you're a realtor out there, loan officer, how are we positioning our clients for this? Well, make sure you get pre-approved. Okay, here's what I mean. Don't get pre-qualified. Pre-qualified, we're going to pull your credit, and that's about it. When we get you pre-approved, we're going to review your assets. We're going to review your income. We're going to review everything, issue you basically almost a clear to close, so you're comfortable when you go in. You're basically putting in a cash offer. So let me recap all this for you. So you might be getting a little confused with all this stuff. So folks, my name is Dan Freo. I'm the host of the Rate Update, and I'm also a national or federal loan officer, meaning I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I have a slogan. Slogan's one application, one credit pool. I'm going to compare your loan with over 30 other lenders. Now, why do we do that and how do we do that? Well, my goal here is I've been doing this for over 35 years. When you call us, or the name of us is the Rate Update, when you call us, we want to make sure we have one of the most aggressive rate quotes that you get. So what we've done at the bank is we set up ourselves with over 30 other lenders. We can use their rates and their programs. You can use me during this whole process. So how does it work? Well, just go to the Rate Update right through here. Put in your application. But what we'd rather you do, if you're a homeowner, you're looking to maybe refinance or kick those tires, go to our website and just give us a call. Ask Dan. Schedule a consultation. Or, you know, what you can do is you can put in your application down through here. Really don't want that because we want to know a little bit about you. And I'm sure you want to know a little bit about me. So to recap today's news, we had some good news on the jobs front. Tomorrow, we're going to get the inflation numbers. Now, if I'm a trader on Wall Street, I'm saying, okay, these jobs numbers were pretty good. But my concern right now is the inflation, the PCE number. So all that data is coming in tomorrow. So if I'm a trader, I'm just looking at this saying, okay, I'm just going to get through today and wait to see what happens tomorrow. So subscribe down over there. So every time I post a video, you get an alert. But here's my thoughts on this. Markets are probably going to be a little bit stagnant today, waiting for tomorrow's PCE numbers. The markets, they're going to be a little stagnant as well. There's not any big earnings reports coming out. And they're also waiting for what direction the Federal Reserve is going to take. So that's the news that we have so far today. So back to this. If you want to lock in. If you're closing within 30 days, otherwise float. Float, float. And I do have a new calculator coming. It is coming soon. For those out there that are looking to refinance, but you're sitting here saying, does it make sense? I know rates are going to go down next year. So why should I refinance now and then maybe have another opportunity to refinance next year? Well, this calculator is coming out and it's going to show you why waiting It's costing you thousands of dollars you otherwise wouldn't even realize. So I'll go over this calculator in a separate email or separate video. But for today, folks, that is the news. I will be back today at 1:30 Eastern time. For those out there that are realtors and loan officers, join me. Just let's ask questions. Let me see how your market's doing. I might have some ideas for you for marketing. Same thing with realtors. We can help you. You know, be able to have information to relay over to your clients. And if you're a homeowner or home buyer, you can join us as well, because we're just going to talk mortgages, mortgage talk, interest rates, some of the things that might interest you as well. So join us today at 1:30. If not, I will be back here at the closing bell to let you know how all this mess ends for the day, folks. So thanks for watching. God bless. Again, my name is Dan Frio, the host of The Rate Update. I'd love to work with you if you're looking for a mortgage to refinance or maybe purchase that first home, and we can help you basically from application to keys in your hand. Thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. I'll see you at 1:30, or I'll see you at the closing bell. Take care. Bye-bye.